Testing one.
Today is Thursday, May 19th, 1977. This is William McNaught talking to Elizabeth Modell in New York City. Modell, I thought we'd start by your telling me something of your background, where you were born, your family, where you studied, and so on. And then after that background, we'll speak a bit about some of the well-known art world figures that you have known personally.
Now, shall I start? Yes?
Yes.
I was born in Bayreuth by the chance that my mother was absolutely crazy about Wagner, so we lived there for quite a few years. And my first school years were there. But when I was 16, I mean, my parents knew, of course, that I didn't want to study the piano, and they permitted me a few months in Munich, where I studied with Walter Thur. Before I go that, I want to explain that when I was 12, I ran around a corner, and there I ran into the arms of a very old, gorgeous man who took my hand and said, "Where's your father?" And I said, "There, in the neighborhood." We went there. And he turned out to be Michael Georg Conrad, an intimus of the family Wagner. He was invited every year to their so-called Proben. And he asked permission of my father whether I could go with him walking and talking, which my father gave. And it was a fantastic friendship because I met quite a few wonderful people. The first conductor, Richter, who also took me by my hand and took me out. But later, when I was studying in Munich and 16 years old, he sent me all the opera tickets. He was a critic. And one day, he begged me to meet him at the Prinzregenten, Ufer, which I did. He couldn't sleep the whole night because he wanted to tell me something. And when I came there and he started to say that he was there in Triebschen when this happened with Nietzsche and Wagner and Cosima, and I got very mad and I said, "I don't want to hear a word about the Wagners," because I was just fed up with Wagner, hearing nothing but Wagner, Wagner. He said, "Don't do that. I must tell you the story about Nietzsche and Cosima. He would have gotten mad anyway, but she was one of the reasons." And I said, "I don't want to hear anything." And then he said the classical words, which came true in my case. He said, "We hate him at one time, but we all return to him." And that was really true. But I was ever so sad that I could not take it.
You
so
missed
silly.
The chance.
I missed
to learn
the chance.
The story,
yes,
and to record it.
And to record it, but exactly. I just didn't want to. But to come back to Thur, Walter Thur.
He and
died.
How is Thur spelled?
Thor. He died when he was 42, and he was drinking all the time. But he was a fantastic teacher, and he liked me and my work very much. Showed when I came one day, when I came to the studio at 8 o'clock, that I found my most beautiful drawing destroyed by his enormous handwriting, on which he wrote, "Where were you when I was here? Not in a cafe house," and my drawing had disappeared. And when he came, I had tears, and I said, "Why did you do it?" He said, "If you can't make that again, then it's not the real thing." That was the first lesson, but the second one he gave me, which I never forget, and quote, when I one day said, "It was so terrible, I'm so sad," because I was in the Pinakothek and they saw the Franz Hals and how he did it. So it looks as if he did it in 5 minutes. And he said, "Child, to do that in 5 minutes, it took his whole lifetime." And this is something I quote too. Yeah. Then I also met Mann when I was very young through a friend, but he was the reason why I never wanted to meet Hermann Hesse personally. I always said I never want to meet anybody whose work I loved, because Mann was so funny and boring, and so this was the reason. But of course, I had a great friendship with Hermann Hesse since my 18th year, and it lasted.
How did you first meet Hermann Hesse?
I didn't. A friend of mine who knew about my love for that first one novel, Klingsor's Last Summer, which I still adore, thought some of the things I don't anymore, wrote to Hesse that he should give me a luxury edition, which was in front of that book. The luxury edition is to be had by the writer. But so he sent me one day a big package, and I don't know what it came from, and I opened it, and it was an unpublished novel by Hermann Hesse, Das Innen und das Außen. Strangely enough,